Blog Talk Radio.
How is everyone? It is Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. At least for me it is. And I am in California. And if you are in beautiful, beautiful the South, where people should be always nice, then it is 10 o'clock. And if you are in the East Coast, where most people are really assholes, then it is, that's the clock. I know I do this every time, right? You're like, gosh, you get it together. You do this all the time. Anyway, how is everyone doing tonight? I am in a really good mood, very, very, very good mood. Went to the doctor, as I said on Facebook. A lot of people had asked me about that. Everything's fine. Just the sugar and the blood pressure was up. Changed my medications, and actually I think everything will be absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I hope everyone is going to take the time out tomorrow and vote. Remember, vote tomorrow. Don't forget that. I am your hostess. God, I didn't mention that, but the show should tell you who I am. I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Mink. And you will have me for an hour, and I am just so happy to be here tonight. Oh, wow, yeah. Yay, sure, yeah. Anyway, that definitely, as I said, make sure that you do vote. And tomorrow on the grid, I will have Bomb Squad. Yes, Bomb Squad. And do not forget that if you go to my page, you can actually go ahead and get updated on the show that we're going to have. I apologize. You know how I get. I always should be on Facebook because I always have people call me, and I just always stay on Facebook like an idiot. But, hey, you know, I enjoy talking to those people that actually contact me. But anyway, 11 hours ago I did put on Facebook that I am extending, rather we are extending the deadline for the Sugarlicious Me talk show. We are actually extending the deadline to get the 6K worth of mesh bodies, clothes, shoes, hair, and so forth. So you still can be a part of that if you wish to. If you just go to my page, Sugarlicious Me 1, and you can actually, you know, get a part of that. So just wanted to let you, everyone out there know that it is not too late. You can still go for it. You can still go for it, Governor. Anyway, how is everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's in a good mood. Tonight's show, drum roll, will be a show that has been in the making for 3 years. For 3 years. I have been doing Blog Talk Radio, gosh, now for almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years, I think, next month, December. And I'm like, wow, even though it has not been ongoing, it's been on and off. I had three different Blog Talk shows, but you know me, I get bored and I'm leaving and I'll come back, but I'm really, really happy about this one, so I think I'm going to stick around with everyone. But this is the show that's been in the making, like I said, for 3 years, The Kardashians. And those of you who don't play Second Life and has been loyal and faithful to me, God, for almost 4 years, I love you all so much, you know that I've been trying to do this for a while. And every time I decide to do the show, something happens and I cancel it or stop doing the shows altogether. So, yeah. finally going to do it. Can you believe it? Yeah, I'm finally going to do it. Anyway, the Kardashians. Now, before I get started, let me say that I don't like them. So if someone does like them, then maybe this is the show for you to hear. Because it's not going to be a positive show. It just is not going to be. Because I just could give two shits in a blanket. But as I said, it's been something I've been saying I was going to talk about for years. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. Now, most of you probably don't know, which you probably don't, but the person that should be the most famous is Robert Kardashian. Now, Robert is no longer with us, of course. He's passed on. I think he died in 2003, if I'm not mistaken. I think he died in 2003. Robert was actually one of the attorneys for O.J. Simpson, if you remember the... O.J. Simpson, he was one of the attorneys for O.J. Simpson. He gained national recognition because of that. O.J. was a good friend of him, and he was his defense attorney during the O.J. Simpson trial in 1995, the murder trial. So Robert Kardashian, in his own right, is someone who was popular because of that. He was the one, if you remember the Kardashian's trial, he was, I would say, the rather nice-looking gentleman that had the gray, you know, the gray streak in front of his hair. And he, the one thing I remember about him, which what I thought was so funny, is when they said O.J. was not guilty, Robert was the one that looked shocked. If you remember anything about the trial, he looked like, really? Like, you motherfuckers really let him go? I mean, if you ever get to see when they say not guilty, make sure that you look at Robert's face. Because he looked like he could not believe they won that case. I am so serious. And not trying to throw any shade on O.J. because this is not about O.J., but yeah, it's very much apparent that he was shot. Kim Kardashian, Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney. Yeah, the Kardashian girls. What can I say? I mean, seriously, we all know what sparked this popularity. Sadly enough, it wasn't even the father winning a case that basically everybody deemed unwinnable, you know, part of a team that won a major, you know, national case. But what put this family on the map, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with it, family on the map was a sex tape. Now, I know all of you already know it. I have yet to see the sex tape because I don't look at porn anymore. But, no, really, I've never seen it. You know, I've heard people talk about it. I've never seen it. You know, it was the little thing with her and with Kim and Ray J. But that's what put her on the map. Now, when she came on the map, I still didn't know who the hell she was. Somebody had to actually tell me what made her famous. And now the funny part about all this is that she's basically a household name. She's made her family the household name. And I wonder to myself, how do you, as a mother, Chris, how do you look at your family's popularity and be proud of it if the popularity came from your daughter doing a sex tape? I mean, no one knew who they were, the family was, when Robert was basically, you know, in court with O.J. No one knew who he was. Nobody had, you know, had any idea. The thing about it, too, Robert was supposedly the one that they just said that he had evidence in the O.J. murder case. That's what, you know, Fred Goldman said, you know, that has never been came to life or been proven. And of course now, you know, Robert is no longer, you know, around to even say anything about it. So that's neither here nor there. But you would think that just that portion of it, the fact that he was OJ's attorney, he won the case, he was said to have hit, you know, hid evidence, then you would have thought that, you know, that in this loan would have made him popular. And a lot of people don't really think even know about Robert because everybody's fascinated on Kim. And don't get me wrong, I think Kim Kardashian is a very, I wouldn't say beautiful, but a very pretty girl. So Khloe, so Courtney. I really think that they're all very, very pretty girls. But you do have to think about the fact that what made this family household names, got them a show, was the fact that the daughter, Kim, was in a sex tape. I mean, there's no, you know, there's no way of covering that up or saying, oh, no, you know, that's not true. That's not, you know, what's really going on. That's, bottom line, that's what made the family famous, is the fact that, you know, Kim decided, well, I don't know who decided to make the sex tape, because I don't know anything about it. I'm sure it was consensual because, hey, you know, they both did it, whatever. But she has become, to me, and this is just my view, so when people start acting a fool, getting pissed off, you know, I don't give a shit. I'm going to say what I feel. It's my fucking show. But to me, her household name has linked her to being a fucking hoe. I mean, she's gone through, I mean, countless men. And I know that people are probably saying, well, you know, Sugar, a lot of women go through men, doesn't make them a hoe. Okay, I'll admit that. You know, if that's what you want to feel, that a lot of, you know, women go through men and they're not a hoe. Okay, but she is a hoe. Now, she's trying to be the socialite, which I guess in a way she is. She's a hoe socialite. She's a media hog. They say she's a fashion designer woman, a businesswoman, a model, and an actress. I have not seen that bitch act in shit unless, oh, wait, my bad, the reality show. What the fuck was I thinking? Because all that to me is bullshit and just acting. There's so much about her that honestly it just, it basically stinks. Her little relationship with Kanye or Keon or whatever this name is, It's just beyond me. I mean, sometimes I sit back and you have to wonder if that's all a publicity stunt too. You know, are they really in love? You know, is Kim really in love with him? Is he really in love with Kim? Because honestly, to me, she is a person that is an opportunist. You know, that's how I look at her. I look at her as somebody who ever has the biggest bankroll, whoever has the biggest name, that's where she goes. And I could be wrong on that, but I honestly don't think I am. I honestly feel that that's her whole thing. This woman has been married three different times. Damon Thomas, 2000 to 2004. Chris Humphries, 2011 to 2013. And honestly, I didn't know that they were together that long, her and Chris Humphries. I really thought that their relationship dissolved maybe 6 or 8 months total. So that kind of surprised me, the fact that her and Chris Humphries were together as long as they were. And, of course, you know, Kanye, you know, West, she married him this year. It's just comical to me that people, you know, that young women just like, wow, Kim Kardashian, I don't get that. I mean, I don't understand it unless, you know, your goal is to be a fucking gold digger and you want to look upon her as being someone that you want to do your life with or do your life like. But it is what it is. And the thing is that got to me is that the whole wedding, and I think me and my bestie was talking about this, the whole wedding to me was just a fucking joke. It really, really was. Because as soon as she got married, I was laughing and I was telling my bestie, I'm like, wow, they're paying for her whole fucking wedding. Her whole wedding. Like, it was just amazing. She paid for nothing. She didn't pay for the dress. you know, the reception area, I don't even know if she paid for a fucking ring. I'm not going to say, because that part I don't know. I don't know if she paid for a ring or not, but she didn't pay for the dress, the decor, none of it. To me, it was just really, I don't know what the fuck it was for. Why get married to somebody that you truly don't love just to have a wedding and just to have people oohing out over you, you know, just to be on People magazine, you know, what have you? I honestly do not understand it. It's amazing to me. It's just something that I guess I'll never get, because I look at her as being just an opportunist, as I said before, just someone that is just out there in the media, and everybody is like acting like she's just this perfect person. And Kim Kardashian, she's still on air with her family because of the fact that you people still freaking watch her. I don't watch her. There is nothing. I don't watch reality shows anyway. Everybody that knows me knows I don't fucking watch reality shows, because I think all reality shows are fucking full of shit, and I think all of them are just basically bullshit. I think that when it's a reality show, you know, they're going to act the way they act. The only one that I kind of saw today, and this was basically because I was in the doctor's office, there was one where this chick, I don't even remember what her name was, but she busted her dude. I guess he was having an affair or something, or cheated on her with a transgender. And that's the only thing that I was like, wow, really? Now, this really must be reality, because who would want to really admit that? You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, wow, maybe this show, I don't remember what the girl's name is. She's a little blonde-haired chick, and I think her guy is maybe black or Hispanic or something like that. But I was like, wow, that's pretty out there, to say the least. But yeah, that one I honestly could kind of think that Kendra, thank you, Kendra and Hank. When I saw that the doctor's office, I swear I was like, man, when they called me, and I was like starting to say, hey, no, I got to watch this one, because, yeah, this one is, yeah. But anyway, I honestly think that all reality shows are fucking full of shit. The only one that I remember watching a long time ago, when I was real little, was The Real World. Now, that one was a real reality show, The Real World was. How it is now, even if it's still on air, I don't know. That's just how far out I am. I have no clue if it's still on air. I don't give a damn. It doesn't matter. But it is like, you know, wow, okay. You know, that one was a reality show. Now, everything is so fucking full of shit. Now, as I speak about Kim, I guess the thing was trying to say that, is it Khloe or Courtney, whichever one is the big one that looks like she is an Amazon or whatever. I think it's Khloe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's Khloe. They were saying that she isn't a Kardashian. Well, guess what? Maybe I need to tell people another thing. Neither Kendra, or whatever the other one's name, what is it, Kyle and, what is her name? Kyle and Kendall. Neither are they. But they run around under the Kardashian name. Now, that gets to me. That really does get to me, to the point where I feel that Bruce Jenner needs his ass kicked. Because it reminds me of something that has happened in SL that I won't get into because it's too close to the family related. But why would you allow your family, your wife, your daughters to be linked as being someone else's child, someone else's name? In other words, Kendall and Kylie, or Kyle, whatever her name is, they basically are using the Kardashian name. They're not Kardashians. They're Jenners. They're Bruce's daughters. They're Bruce and Chris Jenner's daughters. But they run around with the Kardashian name like they were born Kardashians. And honestly, it is annoying. It is annoying to see that he allowed not only his daughters, but himself as well. Because if you think about it, when they go, the Kardashians, you know, when you see the Kardashian, like on, if you look at my flyer on Facebook, someone just told me that she did do one movie with Tyler Perry. She was in The Temptation. Okay, I had no clue. Thank you, TT Cap. I had no clue that her ass had ever did. I didn't even know, other than her little show, her little pretend show, the bitch could act. Because I still don't think, well, hey, she must be acting pretty well, because how many seasons is this shit going on and you guys are still fucking watching it? Still. But anyway, back to the Jenner. For those of you who don't know, I did do something about Bruce Jenner on my show, In World. Bruce Jenner, who now is starting to look really weird, in his younger days, Bruce was actually a very attractive man. He was an Olympic athlete, and he was a former U.S. track and field athlete and current motivational speaker. And, yes, I'm reading this because if you think that I'm going to remember it, I'm not. He was a television personality, and he was a businessman. He won the gold medal in 1976 Summer Olympics that it was held in Montreal. So Bruce has his own name. Well, has his own name, because now, you know, Bruce's name is Bruce Jenner Kardashian. And he's had so many facelifts that he honestly looks terrible. You know, honestly, I felt like if he would have just let himself age normally, that he would not look like he looks now. He looks really bad. And not only does he look bad, he's starting to look rather feminine. Now, word is out that he's talking about, you know, getting a sex change, which that has not, again, that has not been anything that has been confirmed. So that's something I'm not going to, you know, get really into, because I don't know whether that's true or not. But the thing is with Bruce, I think he was so afraid of losing his youth. Because, I mean, that happens a lot. That happens to us, all of us, because of the fact that, you know, when you're in SL, you role play someone who's younger than your own self because you want to have that youthfulness. So, of course, you do certain things to kind of, you know, try to keep that youthfulness, which makes sense, which is understood because, hey, you know, I do it. I'm sure everyone tries to do it because it's something you don't want to lose. But sometimes I feel face surgery, everybody can't have that done. And poor Bruce looks awful. If you ever go on if you ever Google his name, look at the younger Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner was honestly not a bad-looking guy. He really, really wasn't. And as I said, I think he just, you know, that comes from just not being able to look at your own immortality, to look at the fact that, you know, your change. A lot of people can't handle getting older. So they, you know, if they can't afford it, you know, they go ahead and go to plastic surgery, which is what Bruce did. I think that was the worst thing he could have possibly did, because it really has messed up his look, because he really was not a bad-looking guy. But it's sad to say, and it's sad to think, that he's allowing his identity to be a Kardashian, because that's what he's allowing, if you think about it. His name is Bruce Jenner. He's married to Kris Jenner, not Kris Kardashian. She divorced Robert Kardashian long before he passed. So it's kind of awful to think of the fact that he's allowing himself to be, you know, a Kardashian. Of course, he's going to be linked to them because the show's about the Kardashians. So, of course, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be linked to them. But the fact of the matter is that that's not who he is. You know, he's not. And he has some very nice-looking sons. If you ever look, Brody, who might have said is a real asshole, Bert and Brandon are actually very attractive. You know what I mean? And the girls are okay. I mean, to me, they're not all that. Kylie and Kendall are not really that cute. I honestly don't see it. I don't. To me, they look like little girls, which they are little girls. I think they're in their teens. But I think that the Kendall one is trying to be this grand diva model, and one of them got their nose done and was pissed off that people were bringing it up and was talking about it. But honey, you know, you're in a family that has plastic surgery, so if you're gonna do it, you know, and you're gonna relate it to the world, people are gonna talk shit. That's just the way it is. They're gonna talk shit because look at me, I'm talking shit. Yeah, I'm talking shit. As far as Kris Jenner goes, she's a good-looking woman. I'm sure in her day, man, she was something else. But she's actually a very good-looking woman, too. But to me, she has whored her daughter out. Because if it was me, I honestly think that I would not be happy with the fame and the fortune being brought on by my daughter having a sex tape. I mean, if you're a mother in real life, think about that. Just let that dwell in your brain for a moment that you have a daughter and that all of your fame, you getting your talk show, because I think when Kris had a talk show for a hot minute, don't give anybody a damn talk show, look at me. I think Kris had a talk show for a minute. And all that that's happening to you, the talk show, the you know, your reality show, these public appearances, all this comes from the fact that your daughter had a sex tape. That would bother me. That would really, really bother me. And I guess it would bother me because I would be ashamed of it. But obviously, they don't care because to me it's like she whores out her kid. You know, the rest of them, I don't really know that much about them. I know one of them is in a, I guess that's Courtney, is in a relationship with some dumbass or something like that. He seems to be a stuck-up piece of shit. And that's the only thing that I see as far as her goes. The other one, the bigger one, to me, which is the cutest one to me, to me, she's the cutest. And I know people go, are you kidding me? But to me, she's the cutest. I really think she's the cutest one. The one that was married to, or may still be married to, Lamar Odom. I think she's the cutest. You don't really hear too much about her. The only thing that I've hearing about her lately, well, not lately, but before, was the fact that they said that she wasn't Robert's daughter, that Kris cheated, and then that's how she came about. But then I heard on some talk show or something that she says that Chloe looks like Robert's mother. Well, Robert's not around to verify that. And I'm sure the mother's not around to verify that. So, I mean, we only can go by her, what she says. But, hey, if you ever want to do blood tests, don't lie. But then again, who gives a shit at this point? She's been carrying the Kardashian name for all of her damn life. Even if she's not truly, you know, his seed, she's his daughter. You know, he basically raised her. I don't think he ever treated her any differently than he did, you know, Kim, Courtney, and Robert Jr. So it doesn't really matter, you know, what, because I'm sure he loved her just as much, so it doesn't really matter. But it is really just sad to me that you're okay with it, that it's, you know, oh, that's my daughter, and, you know, you're okay with that because you're basically, you're prostituting your kid. That's how I see it. I really see it as just prostituting your daughter. Now, I know maybe people think that, oh, God, you know, Sugar, you're really being too harsh, but I don't think so. I don't think I'm being too harsh because if it was the fact that her daughter had some type of talent, like she could act or she could dance, she could sing, and something of that nature, and she was already a household name or becoming a household name, and then you all of a sudden seeing the sex tape, it would be a little bit differently because she's already basically in the public eye. She's, you know, she's doing something, and then you see the sex tape, then you're like, oh, wow, you know, busted, sex tape. But you already know who she is. But you don't know who she is. You came about knowing who she was because of the sex tape. So that's why I don't think I'm being harsh. I think I'm being realistic. And I think that if anybody would ever really look at it, you'd be realistic too. It is what it is. It's not like I'm talking shit about something that didn't happen. It is what happened. It happened. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. I need to get some water. And I'll be back in probably about 1 or 2, okay? Hello. How are you? This is me, Sugarlicious Me. If you have just joined us, I am doing a show that has been long awaiting, and it is Day K is for Kardashian. And I have been talking about all the Kardashians. The funny part about this, too, is that when I did the tags, because you have to do a tag when you do your shows, and if no one has ever did a show about it before, then the tag won't stick. It just never does. It has to be a tag that Blog Talk Radio puts in there. And it was funny because Kim, Chloe, and Courtney's name all came on the tag. I'm like, wow, really? Yeah. Anyway, I have just been informed that they are no longer together. I thought they weren't together, but I wasn't really sure. She and Lamar Odom are no longer together. And Kris Jenner is now saying that, look at this, you ready? Lionel Richie is her father. Now, I had read, and this was, goodness, this is no more than about maybe a couple of days ago that I read, that she said that when Chloe was little, that Chloe looked like Robert's mother. So when I do my show, probably tomorrow maybe, I'll print it out, because you guys know how I do my show. I kind of like want you to see a visual of it. So I'll print it out, let you see it. But I am like, wow. Like, really? Like, whoa. But yeah, thank you, T.T. Cass. So she informed me that she and Lamar are no longer married. Wow. Wow. And that, the Lionel Richie part got me. You know, those of you who don't know Lionel Richie, he's the one that says, hello, is it me you're looking for? That one. He used to be in the Commodores. Zoom, I'd like to fly away. And apparently Lamar was on drugs. I mean, really? He was on drugs, so I didn't even know that. But as we were saying, and she's also dating French Montana. See, this is showing you just how I just don't fucking know shit, because I had no clue that she was dating a French Montana. I had no clue that she was dating him. And I had no clue that Lionel Richie is going to have to pay back child support. I had no clue. So I'm like cracking. I'm like cracking. It's like, what's up with these girls here? It's like, I mean, I don't really know too much about, to me, Courtney seems the only one that has like maybe a little bit of a sense. Because she's the only one so far that has had, what, one husband, or maybe it's not even her husband. I don't know. I didn't look it up. But and she has two really cute kids. I saw a picture of her kids. So she's the only one that seems like she's living a somewhat normal existence among all these. And it's like now you're like, damn. So it's like multiple shit with this family. With this family. I mean, seriously. But, hey, you guys are still watching it. Still watching it. You're still in tune with it. You're still checking them out. You're still reading shit about them. I'm sure that when you go to the store, I'm sure when you got the candy for Halloween, and if Kim Kardashian was on that Star magazine or any other of that smut fucking shit when you're in the damn line checking out, don't tell me you're not reading it, because I know you are. I know you are, because for some reason or another, I guess this family fascinates people. I don't know what the fascination is, because honestly, I watched the show once, and I am not shitting you. What I mean by watched it once is that I actually sit through an entire show once, and I was like, really? What the fucking fuck? It was stupid. To me, it was like, really? And it was an episode where I guess Khloé and one of the Jenner girls were talking, and I guess Kim started feeling old because she wasn't talking to her. It was just like, really? Like, I'm no longer cool. You're pregnant. She was pregnant at the time. You're pregnant. You're married. You're no longer cool. You're not. You're not. So anyway, I've got someone on the line that wants to ask a quick question, so either question or comment. So I'm going to let her come on real briefly, and she can ask her question or her comment. Ow, ow.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Let everyone know who you are.
Hi, this is Bonshi.
And your comment or your question, please tell me you don't watch this shit.
I watch sometimes. Sometimes I watch, sometimes I don't. It depends on my free time. Lately, I haven't watched anything. So I have a comment, then I have a question. I understand that not everyone is a fan of watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. As you said earlier, Girl is Famous, Off a Sex Tape. Some people condone that. Some people do not. I don't care. She don't give me money. But I don't understand why people go as far as to go like their Facebook pages or go follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Instafap, my whatever, just to go and talk down on them. That's
right.
One comment. Then my question is for people, and this is because I'm big, so this part really bothers me. When people see Rob Kardashian, which is their brother, now that he's big, personally, in my little evil mind, I'm kind of happy that he's big because of something he did earlier on. But when people don't see him around and they come to the conclusion that, oh, it's probably because his family's so plastic and fake, they don't want him there. How many people actually stop that he's genuinely ashamed of the
right.
fact that he's no longer what he used to be? And why
right.
is it that it's so easy for us as people to say, I mean, don't get me wrong, you put your information out there on the internet or on public TV for people to say whatever they want to about it. But my thing is, like you got, mommy, you don't watch the show, so you don't really comment on it. You'll just say, I don't watch it, I don't care. But if you don't
right.
like them, why do you work so hard to let them know you don't like them? That's my question.
I agree. I agree with that, because I think that's with any celebrity. I think when they start, you know, they like you said, follow them on Twitter or, you know, like their page but talk shit about them. They don't give a shit what you think. They don't care what I think. Someone could tell them right now, yeah, this chick, this fake chick named Sugarlicious is talking shit about you. You think they give a damn one way or the other that I'm talking shit about them? They could give a damn what the hell I'm saying. But I'm not following them around to say, hey, I don't like you. You made a sex tape. Because honestly, something about them keeps you connected. Something about them keeps you going to them to talk shit. And I have seen that Rob has gained weight. And that's something he's struggling with. And that is okay. Because I think he's still a cute kid. I think he's still a cute kid. He's gained weight, okay. It is what it is. And to talk down about him or to make that something that's, you know, important or even relevant, apparently people, I guess, are perfect. Whoever says shit about him must have this perfect body. They must be like, wow, you know, Rob's gained weight and I'm still at my, you know, who cares that he gained weight? Maybe he had one too many cookies. Honestly, does it really matter? You know, is it going to make you not sleep at night? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. It is his, you know, it's his life. And just like God baby said, yes, you know, they do put themselves out there. When you put yourself out there, people are going to talk. That's just the way it is. That's even when it comes to even a virtual world. When people are in the virtual world, once you get to a certain point, people are going to talk because they're going to try to find something to pull you down, to make you feel bad, to chisel away. And the same thing with him. So what? He's gained weight. You know, we all know that, fuck, they got enough money that if he really wanted to get a personal trainer, whatever, even go to a some type of a spa or something,
Wait, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, you know how me and you before off air we've talked about being big and how some people think, you know, you can just go to the gym and work it off. He actually has gotten quite a few trainers. It's
really
sad. Yeah.
So he has got
like
trainers.
He does try. He tries, and then you know how sometimes when you're overweight and you're trying to lose weight and you weren't always overweight, it gets to you psychologically, so no weight trainer can actually make you lose weight. That looks like the situation, but then again, I'm not in these people's heads, and I haven't been keeping up with the Kardashians enough lately to be able to keep up 100%. But from what I've seen, he has tried the trainers. He's tried to do, like, fitness exercises. Khloé has tried, like, tries to help him, but he's in, like, a mental state of, it's mental for him. It's really sad. I mean, I have my little evil moment, but it's really sad. Yeah.
See, I don't understand, because I looked up, because like I said, I don't follow them. So I looked up, and he had gained weight. Because when I saw him, the last time I saw him, it was on one of the, I think it was even the Christmas card that I posted for the show as the flyer. Because the last time I saw him, he honestly looked fine. You know, like I said, I think he's cute, you know. But then when I looked up one time, like, is that Rob? Did he really? And it's like he gained the weight, you know, overnight, which I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure, you know, he didn't wake up and you know, Sam said, you know, instead of getting cold, I'm going to make you fat. I'm sure that didn't happen. But just the point of the fact that it did look like he had just gained it, like, literally overnight. And it was kind of like, wow. You know, but and now I found that he does have trainers and he's trying to lose it. But, you know, there has to be something that's going on for him to have gained it that quickly. Because that was like, bam, you know, oh, here I am.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know.
From what I saw and what the story was, then I'm going to get away from your show. From what I saw originally, he was dating the cheetah girl who everyone is currently talking about right now on Facebook. And he cheated on Adrienne Bolan, the Hispanic one.
Okay.
She was in 3LW. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember
now. He was
now.
With
okay.
her for like a year or something like that. He cheated on her, and then he got with Rita Ora. Rita Ora allegedly, according to him, slept with like 20-odd men, according to him. And then from there, he just kind of sort, according to him, I don't know. That's why I said for me it's kind of like payback because I like the cheetah girls. But, yeah, she's according to him, she slept with 20-odd men. And then from then, he kind of just, like, disappeared. And he was doing, like, a socks clothing thing. that fell apart, and then allegedly the whole thing with Chloe and Lamar divorcing got to him because him and Lamar were really close. So them going through their issues got to him. So I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because as much as we talk about them like they're just plastic, they're fake, they do have their own little things that they don't show everyone. I don't know how real it is. I'm not in their life. But all I wanted to say was, while it is entertainment for some people and while it's irritating for others, we all have our nice little unbelievable moments in our real lives and our real families. And even though these people put it on blast, I don't think it's appropriate for people to go follow them to talk about them. That's all.
I agree. I totally 100% agree with that. Because I don't follow anybody to talk shit about them. If I'm not a fan of yours, I'm just not a fan of yours. I'm not going to sit there and go, wow, how can I make them see me today? Because honestly, I think it's for attention, too. The individual that does it, it has to be for some type of attention. Because why would you even need to follow someone to talk shit? That's just how it is right. With subs on Facebook. You sub a person because you want them to see it. But most of the time, people don't even see what the hell you're fucking subbing about. They really don't. I subbed yesterday, and I doubt the person that I subbed about even saw this shit. They probably didn't even see it. If they did see it, they knew it was about their ass, though. But they may not have even seen it. I could have just been subbing, and everybody could have been, what's the matter, Suge? Who did it, Suge? You know, knowing I'm not going to tell who did it, but, you know, I think in my case, in most people, I guess, on Facebook, their case, you sub because you want them to see it because, and you don't got the balls to tell them yourself. Because I would never have, even though I wanted to hit the person up to say something, I didn't do it. Because, like I said, I'm trying to change who I used to be. If that would have happened to me 5 years ago, it would have been, fuck you, bitch, and I would have put the person on blast, naming everything tagged. But I've changed from that because I promised my grandmother I would be a better person, and I've changed. So I'm trying to, you know, keep that. But my husband was actually pulling up the name and started typing. I had to go, what are you doing? I hear you typing. Stop it. So, yeah. But I think that's the reason why. I think you hope that they know you hate them. But quite frankly, they don't give a shit that you hate them. They don't care. They really don't care because they're still going to be making their millions. And we're still going to be, you know, struggling to do what we're going to do. And, yes, she made a sex tape. And, yes, you know, she is famous for it. I mean, there's no way around it. But the fact of the matter is she is where she is with what she did, and I am where I am with what I'm doing. So maybe I need to change my perspective.
No, I like you because you're honest about yours. You don't like them. You don't care for them. You don't go checking. And there's nothing wrong with that because you're grown. And you're doing much better now because you go off significantly less.
I just don't have time for it. I would never follow a celebrity to talk shit. It's just not worth it. I mean, I may, you know, like I said, this show has been in the making for 3 years. 3 years ago, my following at that time was asking me, can you please make a show about the Kardashians? Can you please talk shit about the Kardashians? They just kept asking me, and I was like, okay, I will. I'd make the show and then stop. Make the show and then stop. To make the show and then stop. So this is a damn show. This is a show 3 years later that you people have been asking for. So now I don't want to fucking hear about another fucking Kardashian. I don't want to hear about Bruce. I don't want to hear about Courtney. I don't want to hear about Kim. I don't want to hear about Chloe. I don't want to hear about them anymore. I've done the show that I've been asked to do, and this is it. Now, I am going to talk about the one that got her lips done. I think that was Kylie Jenner. I think somebody hit me up if I'm wrong. If it's not, maybe it's Kendall. One of them got their lips done. It's Kylie. Okay, so she got her lips done. And now she's upset because people are talking about it. Honey, I'm sorry. But once you get plastic surgery and it's out there, people are going to talk about you. Because why in the fuck aren't you happy with what you have? Everybody can't have plump, luscious lips. Everybody can't have it. I know people can pay for it. So if you pay for people talking shit about you, shut the fuck up. Because they already know your ass don't have those lips to begin with. It's fake. You know it's
funny
fake.
Story.
We know it's fake.
Not necessarily. So this is what's fascinating about that. People say that she got her lips done, right? But on her Instagram pictures, things like that, like still pictures, then the lips look like that. But in, like, everyday pictures, her lips look normal. Does this mean she's getting those injections and then taking them out?
I'm sorry. I think she got her lips done, PDG.
She didn't get them done because if you look, there's pictures of her that are regular pictures. Like, they flip back and forth. I don't think she's gotten them done yet. Is this to say she's not going to? I don't know. But I'm
so why do they look so plump?
Because she got makeup for days.
You really think makeup can make
God
your lips
mommy. That oh, goodness.
Well, then, you
God
know
mommy,
what?
Makeup can
I,
be anything.
I'm telling you, well, then let me. I mean, my lips are already full, thank God. Have mercy, Jesus. But I'm sorry. There's something about that. I just don't think that that's makeup, BBG. I honestly feel that that little heifer got her lips done. I mean, well, of course we'll never know. Didn't she almost admit to that, saying that, yes, let's stop talking about it, let's talk about something else?
I don't
or
know.
Or no?
I didn't see that.
But
I
think she got them done. And then again, maybe lips, maybe makeup can do wonders. Maybe makeup can do wonders. Maybe makeup can make your lips plumped up and awful. It's possible. I mean, I've seen makeup do a lot, so it's possible. I know makeup can make you have big-ass titties and everything else, right, because you can make your boobs up, kind of squeeze them together and make them look bigger. So I guess it's possible, but I'm going to still stick with the fact that I'm saying the bitch got them done.
She gotta be all bitches like that, mommy.
Because I feel like just being just oh, because oh. hey, you know, this the funny part about it is when I was first asked to do this show, I was really, really a lot more fuck Kardashian than I am now. Now I don't even really care. I think the reason why I was so, like, fuck them then is because all the my little friends were always talking about the Kardashians and the show and this, that, and the other. And then I was like, man, really? You guys need to get a life. So then I was more of a fuck it. Now I'm more of a I could give a fuck. But since I have been asked to do the show for 3 years, I decided that, you know what, let me do it, get it over with. You know, I'm back now. I'm back with my talk show. So, yeah, go ahead. You know, sugar, do the damn show. Go ahead and talk shit about the Kardashians and about the Jenners. And I just talk shit about the Kardashians and the Jenners.
Well, I'm to go away now and let you continue to talk to me. And I'll disturb you later.
Love you.
Love you. I got mine.
Oh, God, that was my God, baby. She always has a little opinion, and she always tells me, God, mommy. And normally she's right. She's normally very, very right. But this time, I'm sorry. I think she got her lips done. I really do. And the fact of the matter is, let's go back to, you know, and she's absolutely right. They're human beings just like we are. They are. Only thing about it is that they're famous. We know who they are. They made sex tapes and, you know, well, not they, but Kim made sex tapes. And that's basically, you know, how they got their fame. It is what it is. People still follow them. You know, people still, you know, want to be them. They still watch the shit, talk shit about the shit, but still watch it. So it's not, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And poor Rob, if you're listening to this show, which I know you're not, but Rob, if you listen to this show, don't worry. You know, the weight will come back off. Life goes on. And I'm sure that, you know, you're going to get that weight off and be the wonderful person you were before, the cute little, you know, Robert Kardashian Jr. that I've seen. Kourtney, honey, keep doing what you're doing because you seem to be the only normal one that's in the bunch. Chloe, if Lionel Richie is your father, you have my condolences. Not to say anything's wrong with Lionel, so I don't want nobody coming for me, but, you know, yeah, you know, I'm sorry for that. You know, because it had to be hard to grow up thinking one person's your father and then you find out somebody's not. But, you know, stay away from drug heads, honey, and try to steer your way to somebody that's possible. French Montana, no. Steer away from somebody. Try to get a lawyer or a doctor. Kind of go outside the entertainment field and try to find somebody else. Kim, bless your damn heart. You know, what are you going to say to your daughter once she gets older and sees that you made a sex tape? And that's how your whole damn family got where they are. Just what's going to happen with that? Chris, yeah, you keep being the mother of the fucking year. As far as the two Jenner girls, you're not Kardashians, you're Jenners. Try to remember that. Your brothers don't run around saying that they're Kardashians. You're Jenners. And be proud of the fact that you're Jenner, because your dad at one point was somebody that we had applauded for. Bruce. I don't know what to say. If you are going to be a female, honey, you're going to be an ugly woman. But, hey, they're going to still watch you because you're Bruce Jenner Kardashian. Anyway, I am about to go. I've said my piece. I've said everything I have to say. This will be the last time that you hear me talk about the Kardashians unless something happens that's really juicy. If something happens that's really juicy, you know I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about them again. But as always, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And this is the Kardashian show, and we're going to enjoy it. Mwah. As always, sugar kisses. This is for the Kardashians, by the way. Can I get